fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. I'm here again today with Sister Sarah Burdick. She's been our guest all week. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program so far this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministry.net. You can listen to the programs right there on your computer or download them to any device that you have that would allow you to listen to them at your leisure anytime. So welcome back, sister.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah.
I'm just so used to music, but hey, this is all right, you know, because notes from above.
Right. For those who are just tuning in today for the first time, Sister Sarah is a member of the Servants of God's Love. She's also a fantastic teacher at a local Catholic high school here in Ann Arbor,
Father
Gaber Richard. She teaches theology to seniors.
And pray for me.
Yeah. And as you were mentioning earlier, it's challenging because they've got a foot out the door already.
Oh,
you know, and they kind
already.
Of feel like, look, I've heard enough religion
right.
and theology.
Oh, yeah, I already know all of this. I got this down. And when they say that, I go, seriously? I said, look, when Benedict the 16th retired, do you know what he said he was going to do for the rest of his life? I said, listen, you guys. He said, number one, he's going to pray. Okay, that doesn't surprise us. Yeah. But the second thing he's going to do, he's going to continue to study. Hello? He's in his 80s. He's still learning.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Well, you know, we talked Monday about your own story, your own conversion. We talked yesterday about becoming a religious sister and what that means to you and dimensions of what the life is all about.
Yeah.
And today I just want to let our listeners hear kind of what's going on in your heart. What do you feel like the Lord's been teaching you as you go deeper with Him?
Well, one of the things I've been thinking about, Peter, is ongoing conversion. You know, I know a couple of days talked about how the Lord grabbed my heart and had an encounter with Christ. But, you know, conversion is ongoing. It's not just a one-time thing. Okay, been there, done that. Let's move on to something else. No. You know, when the Lord comes into your heart, He's a jealous God. He wants it all. And so one of the things that I've been pondering is Father Cantalamessa. You can't go wrong with Father Cantalamessa, papal preacher. He's still a papal preacher, isn't he?
I think, yes, he's still the preacher of the papal household.
Right,
he gives
the papal
like retreats and reflections during the season of Advent
and Lent usually, right?
And then those talks get put into books.
Yes.
Oftentimes.
Yes,
later,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what this came from. This is called Come Creator Spirit, Meditations on the Veni Creator. Anyway, there's something that really just grabbed my heart, and it has to do with ongoing conversion. You know, it has to do with absolute surrender, abandonment to God's will. But I'll just quote Father Cantalamessa from that book. He says this, to invoke the Creator Spirit upon oneself is to carry oneself back in faith to that moment when God still retained all power over you, when you were only a, quote, thought in God's heart. And God could have made of you whatever He willed without infringing on any liberty of yours. To invoke the Creator Spirit is to give back to God that total freedom in your regard. Like to say, okay, Lord, I totally surrender. I give you everything. You know, Mother Teresa would put it this way. Give God permission. Give God permission every day. Give God permission throughout the day. And it just hit me so hard. And I thought, Lord, that's what I want. I want to be totally abandoned to you. And he says, you know, and Mary was like this. She didn't put any conditions. She had no exit strategy when the Lord called her. But I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. And when we do this, this is when we live in such a way, this is what we're made for.
Yeah.
You know, to live in His will. And His will is love. It's to be living in love. So this is something that I've just been pondering.
And so the prayer, how do you say it? Veni?
Veni Creator.
Creator.
It's kind of hard to
Spiritus.
Say that,
yeah,
right?
So it's just a Latin phrase, come Creator Spirit.
Come
Holy Spirit. It's a cry to the Holy Spirit,
yes.
right? It's a very famous prayer. Can you just read a little bit of it? Just the beginning of it, just to give our listeners a flavor of this
You'll recognize this.
Prayer,
Come Creator Spirit, visit the minds of those who are yours. Fill with heavenly grace the hearts that you have made. You are named the Paraclete, gift of God Most High, living fountain, fire, love, and anointing for the soul. You know, we sing this.
And it's so important to remember Jesus, after His resurrection, He's with the apostles. He's talking about the plan of the Father that He needs to go. It's better that He leave the apostles, that He ascend to the Father. For what reason? He said, so I can send the promise of the Father. And the promise of the Father is the Holy Spirit, is the person of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And salvation and conversion is intimately tied up with, is founded on this gift of the Holy Spirit given to us by Jesus Christ to lead us from death to life, to make us a new creation, Scripture says.
Exactly.
And it begins
That's
with us,
exactly
right?
That's exactly what it
and
is.
So he said the Spirit will be with you always to counsel you, to lead you to all truth. And so that
and to
prayer,
remind you what I taught you.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely true, to remind us what we've been taught. And so we cry out to the Holy Spirit. It's a beautiful thing to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, that you just know and trust the Holy Spirit's with me.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit, help me to remember everything Jesus taught.
Amen.
Help me, help my heart to turn to Him. Help my heart to be renewed, teaching me to love. All those kind of prayers are just, come Lord Jesus. You know, the Holy Spirit cries out in us, come Lord Jesus, come. It's the prayer of the Holy Spirit. So it's the Spirit that animates the Christian life. It gives us the power to live a new way of life. It's the Holy Spirit who gives us the faith and the hope and the trust and the capacity to have real security in our hearts, and the trust of Jesus that I have a loving Father. I belong to Him.
Yeah.
I'm going to be okay. My life's going to be okay. I'm going to be more than okay in His hands. You know?
Exactly. And the Holy Spirit isn't just for us. The Holy Spirit works in us, for us, but through us for others as well, you know, because we want to bring as many people as possible into the kingdom. Do I have time to tell a little story about an inspiration of the Holy Spirit? Yeah. This was years ago. I think you were on this trip to Africa. I believe we were in Ghana. I was with Renewal Ministries, and I knew that we were going to be doing a number of different rallies, and so I went to some local stores and kind of started begging for clothing that I could take. I thought, I want to take new stuff. As I was walking through the store, and I believe this was an inspiration from the Holy Spirit, and this is what it was, buy a pair of tennis shoes for a 12-year-old boy. And now, I was with one of our foster kids.
That thought just came to your mind?
Yeah, out of the blue. And I thought to myself, oh, that's me. Because I love tennis shoes, right? No, that's just me. But it wouldn't go away. Buy a pair of tennis shoes for a 12-year-old boy. Okay, so I'm like, okay. All right, I'm going to really abbreviate the story. But okay, so I bought the tennis shoes. Okay, we were at these rallies in Ghana. And I remember I was kind of chicken because at the rallies, there were so many people there and so many kids. And I thought, Lord, You multiplied bread and fish. Could You multiply tennis shoes? This would be really awesome. So I waited till the last rally. Mm-hmm. And the Lord, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says, give this to a boy named Mark. And I'm like, You got to be kidding me. Lord, look at all these kids. Okay, so here's what happened. I was getting off the bus, and it was very hot. And I thought, okay, let's see, do I have my water? Okay, fine. But I left my water and the tennis shoes. Again, I'm a chicken. I left the tennis shoes on the bus. I had to go back to get the water. I'm like, uh-oh. Get the water. Take the shoes. That's the Holy Spirit nudge. All right, I got the shoes. So I've got shoes, candy, water. I'm stepping off the bus. There was a young African girl there. And she said, may I help you? And I said, oh, yes. By any chance, do you know a boy named Mark? And she says, you know, they speak with a British accent. Oh, yes, I do. He's in my class. And I said, oh, how old is he? 12. I almost fainted. I said, would you please give these shoes to Mark and tell him they're a gift from the Lord? And she looked at me like a deer in the headlights, and she goes, yes, may I go now? And I said, please, go in peace, take the shoes. But that's just a simple example of the Holy Spirit and, you know, the Lord loving that young boy. I never met him, but, you know, the Lord will work in ways like that, you know, just to bless someone in some way.
Yeah, I remember your story kind of prompted something in me in terms of the Holy Spirit helping us and leading us to truth and reminding us who we are really in Christ.
Yes.
Remember when I was a young guy in my 20s and I was, you know, beginning to really walk in the faith and, you know, newly married and having all these kinds of anxious concerns that you can kind of have at the beginning of new babies and I'm going to make enough money and all the rest of this. And I felt one morning in prayer, the Lord brought me to Matthew chapter 6. Actually, it was just the reading of the day that I was on.
Oh, okay.
And it's that wonderful passage where He says, therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear. And of course, it's one of those things, like, wait a minute, it's normal to be anxious about all those things, isn't it?
Right,
and
exactly,
Yeah, and He doesn't want that fear and anxiety of life not working out. Am I going to make it? Am I going to be able to do this? Which a lot of people have, a lot of people struggle with. But He said, it's as though He leaned in, He said, now listen to this. And I read the passage. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things will be yours as well. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for today has troubles enough of its own. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. And in my heart, it just came alive and animated in a way I'd never experienced it before. This passage, seek first, Jesus said, means just seek me first.
Yes.
Do the duty that's there at the moment. Do what's before you in your vocation every day and your work. Give your whole heart to it, but seek me.
Amen.
And do everything you can to walk in my footsteps, to cooperate with my grace, and everything else will be added unto you. Now I'm 58 years old, and I look back, all my kids are raised, and I just think about how faithful God has been. Hasn't been without trials, hasn't been without difficulties, but his promise is as sure as can be, and it's the Holy Spirit in us that whispers to us the truth about who God the Father is, that he's trustworthy. Jesus has planned for us to help us understand it, to move us into the mission that he has for us. It's really living in communion with the Lord.
It is.
And as we do that, and we pay attention, we listen to him and give him time to speak to us, that's why prayer is so crucial.
Absolutely. And you know, Peter, you made a very good point. Reading God's word. You know, I know we hear that a lot. Read the word, read the word. Well, it really is. It's unlike any other word you'll ever read. It really is living and active and powerful, and it has power to change your lives. And I just want to encourage our listeners, please, if you want to know a good place to start, take the Psalms. It's our prayer book. You know, I pray the Psalms every day, of course, three times a day, even more. I pray the Psalms, I use them for praying for people, for example. But just grabbing onto the truth and look at how much faith that brought you and how much hope that brought you. You know, and there are going to be times when you feel like, God, where are you?
Right.
You know, don't you realize there's a storm that's raging? There's a storm that's raging inside of me. Are you asleep? Well, are you in the same boat with Jesus, or did you jump out of the boat? I mean, I would recommend staying in that boat, even if it seems like Jesus is sleeping, because he's with you. And Father Francis Martin always says, nothing can happen to the boat that Jesus is in. So he's with you. Don't be afraid. He's with you, even when it seems like all is lost. I know too many people right now who are really going through tremendously, objectively difficult times. Mm-hmm. And my word to them was, don't take things into your own hands. A question I've asked my students is, I said, you guys, imagine that you're on the sea, you're in the boat with Jesus, and it's a raging storm. I mean, Matthew's gospel, it's really literally the sea is quaking, and that's terrifying, okay? And the water is pouring over the boat. Okay, what is your first response? Jesus is asleep, the water's pouring over the boat. What's your first response? And they said, I would wake Jesus up. I said, that's beautiful. I said, I wish that were my first response. My first response would be, oh my gosh, he can sleep through this? He's dead tired. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start bailing the boat out. Boy, is that stupid. You know, there's more water coming in than I can get out.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're right, guys. Go to Jesus and say, Jesus, help. So if anybody out there, you know, you're struggling or whatever's going on, trust him. Don't take things into your own hands. Don't start bailing out the boat. Wake him up. Cling to him.
Yeah, Safely Through the Storm.
Yes.
I've heard that, you know, title of a book, Safely Through the Storm, that Jesus wants to take us by the hand. He wants to lead us through, and we just need to continue each day, and he uses these difficult circumstances to grow our faith, to get us to trust in him.
Absolutely.
And so it's that fundamental decision each day. Lord, I trust in you. I feel like I'm walking in darkness right now. I feel like I'm walking in a cloud. I can't see my way through this, but I'm going to keep walking in what you've taught me. I'm going to live the way you've called me to live. I'm going to entrust my life to you because I know you're trustworthy. I know you're in my corner, and I know you love me. Yeah. This is the way out for me. This is the way to freedom and happiness.
Amen.
God bless you, friends. Have a good day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.